Hi everyone. We're continuing through 1 Peter, and today we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. In this passage, Peter says something kind of interesting. He says in verse 2, right, there's this exhortation to put away these bad things, right? And he says to be like newborn infants, long for spiritual milk, and he says that by it you may grow up into salvation. Grow up into salvation. Now, most often we see salvation as a binary kind of thing. You're either saved or you're not, right? That's how we typically see it. But Peter here is saying growing up into. Salvation described here is more of a process or a journey than it is as a binary on or off kind of thing. And so which one is it then? Like, which one is right? Like, is it a journey process or is it binary? Well, I think the answer is both, right? Peter is writing to Christians, right? He's writing to people who have experienced the grace of God. And to use the language he says in chapter one, he's writing to people who have experienced or are experiencing, in the present and active sense, the living hope of God. But what he's doing here is he's pointing out the need for these Christians, ourselves included, to grow up into salvation. In a sense, to live up to it. There's a need for us to grow. Right? We have to grow up. It's not just that, you know, God comes to us and saves us and leaves us as we are. A transformation is supposed to happen. We're born again, and it changes who we are. It changes our hearts, changes how we live. And part of that growing up is what he says here in verse 1, where it's just putting away malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Now, notice these sins. Right? It's a list of sins. These are all external, or more specifically, relational kind of sins. Right? They're either hatred towards others or deceit or lying, like false pretenses to others. And the way that Peter frames this is that this is the basic stuff. This is infant level stuff. This is just the spiritual milk. Infants in Jesus should be growing in this idea of putting away hatred, putting away deceit towards others. Like, that's something that should be happening. We should be growing in these areas. Not saying perfect, but growing up into this. And then verse 3, it's kind of like a slight thing where he's kind of pushing us and saying, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. What he's getting at is that if you really know the goodness of God, if you know the salvation, then this should be happening. Then you should be putting away malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander, hatred towards others, right? You should be longing for that spiritual milk. You should be longing to do that. And then we should think about like this then. What he's trying to get at is that, hey, if you're struggling, right? If you have malice, if you're deceptive, if you have envy or slander towards others, if you're struggling to love someone, then maybe you haven't tasted that the Lord is good. Maybe there's something that's a little off there. You don't understand. You haven't recognized how great God's love is for you, how great God's grace is, how good God is. And so the answer here for all of us in some areas is that we need to put away those things. Right? As we've experienced, if assuming we have tasted that the Lord is good, we need our hearts to be transformed as we recognize Jesus' love for us, and our externally, relationally, we need to be better in a sense. We have to grow up. And that's just really important. We have to do that. But it has to start inwardly in our hearts, though. This is an inside out process. But we still have to try, right? We have to strive. We have to train ourselves, strive to have love for others. And this is the basic stuff. This is the most basic stuff for us in our growth. We need to be in a place where we strive to have love for our brothers and sisters. Now, this is hard, right? To love others, to put away malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander, hate, all those kind of things, to do that, we have to die to ourselves. We need to be surrendered to Jesus. We need to give up of the things that we want and put God, put Jesus at the forefront, at the center of our hearts and minds. And that's hard, but this is the basic stuff. And we don't do that out of masochism. We do that because we've tasted that the Lord is good and we want to keep on tasting his goodness. Because if we keep on putting malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander, then we're not going to taste how great God is. Let's pray that we'll taste the goodness of our Lord. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you have come to us to transform us and change us and to grow us up, God. And Lord, I pray that we will see our salvation, our relationship with you as part of a journey, as a process. And we pray that we will grow. Pray for our church that we will grow up in striving to love one another, to put away those things that divide us and that make us miss out on your goodness, God. And won't you move in our hearts, Lord? And I pray if we are struggling with these things that we will come back to you. They will taste your goodness, God. Move in us, God. Bless us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.